Before dawn on Monday, the Taliban took control of the Afghan city of Kunduz. It's a strategically important city that serves as a transport hub for the north of the country. Afghanistan said it's deployed hundreds of troops to the north to help retake that city. It's the first provincial capital to be retaken by the Taliban since losing power in the 2001 U.S.-led invasion when the Taliban surrendered Kunduz. But the Taliban's reclaiming of the town is being considered their most significant victory in 14 years. With more is Carlotta Gall, senior correspondent for The New York Times, who reported for a decade from Afghanistan. She's the author of The Wrong Enemy, America in Afghanistan, 2001 to 2014. Carlotta Gall, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What's the latest? What are you hearing from your contacts in Afghanistan about Kunduz?
So the government is announcing that they're making operations to retake the city, and there's fighting on the edge of the city. The government forces retreated to the airport, which is outside the town. And now we've heard that American forces are assisting them and have actually been doing some air support, which means bombing Taliban positions, but outside the town, from what I understand. So I think what's happening is that the government's trying to make inroads into the city, but they're fighting on the edge. So it's going to be quite a struggle to actually retake the whole of Kunduz.
And militarily, I had read that this was not the case of an overwhelming Taliban force. It was a relatively small band of fighters, but Afghan security forces that were very, very numerous, poorly commanded.
That makes it sound easy, but I think probably what happened was that the Taliban did attack from three sides, and they're very skilled at pinpointing the positions of the government troops and overrunning them. And then you get a sort of fallback and perhaps a collapse of morale on the government side. So you don't always need a much bigger force to overrun government positions around a town. What is amazing is that the government then abandoned the police station and the intelligence headquarters and the governor's place. Those are big central positions you would have thought they would fight for. So that, I think, shows a collapse of morale or lack of local leadership.
And it also seems troubling in a period where the U.S. is endeavoring to train and fund Afghan security forces that they performed so poorly in this last episode, doesn't it?
Well, I think we've seen this for several years, that the Americans have struggled to stand up the Afghan army and police forces. And then they've tried to also recruit local militias to try and bring up the strength. They have struggled. In some places, the Afghan army has been very efficient. But here, I think Kunduz has been under siege for some time. The Taliban have really been rallying in the districts for over a year, targeting the place and undermining the districts and the morale. So I think it's been, you know, long in coming, perhaps, this, but it does show how difficult it is for the Afghan army to hold on. And this is the first provincial capital to fall. But of course, now everyone's wondering how many others will come under attack.
Yes. And then the question is, how big of a prize is it for the Taliban? What does it show for them in terms of capability or propaganda within the country and in front of the world that they were able to take a medium-sized city like this?
Right. Huge propaganda value. What is questionable is, will they try and hold it now? Because to hold it, I think they'll probably try and make a show of force. They'll try and, you know, maul the government troops that try and take it back. But can the Taliban hold a city? I don't think they're ready for that yet. And I think they might just skip out after some time, whether it's hours or days or. But the propaganda value to show that they're a force to be reckoned with, that they're not just hit and run guerrillas in the hills, this is an enormous morale booster for them and a fantastic blow to the government, which is divided and struggling to stand up on its own with the removal of the NATO and American troops.
Ashraf Ghani has been president for almost exactly a year. Right at the time where NATO has pulled out, the United States is diminishing its role. And you said this is a major blow, but inside the country, in terms of perceptions of his ability to govern, this has to be a huge setback.
Huge setback. I mean, I've talked to Afghans since yesterday, and they're very, very disappointed. They're feeling that this government isn't capable of defending them. They think this is just a harbinger of something more to come. So very disappointed. And of course, the Afghan government is divided. Ashraf Ghani, you know, is the president, and he's supposed to be working in a unity government with chief executive Abdullah Abdullah. But actually, they're very divided. They both feel they won the election. They don't agree with how to tackle the Taliban. Ashraf Ghani wants to do peace talks. Abdullah is very against that. So there's a lot going to be a lot of hand-wringing and I think discussions in the days to come of how the country can pull together to fight off the Taliban.
And Carlotta Gall, the United States has some decisions to make here. Is there a chance that the president decides to ramp up an American military role to beat the Taliban back? Or is that just not in the cards?
Well, we've all seen, I think, that President Obama has been always against that. He's tried to wind down the war in Afghanistan. He's tried to pull out the troops. But I think this is certainly going to be a shocking reminder that if there's too hasty a withdrawal or a complete withdrawal, this is what we will see more of. The Taliban will just push more and hit the government where they can. So I think it shows more than ever how much trainers and enablers, and here we see airstrikes, are actually still needed from the Americans. So I think it's going to be a very sharp reminder that to pull out more or to leave the Afghans coping on their own is not going to work.
Reassessments in Washington and the White House and the Pentagon, surely. Hand-wringing in Kabul in the one-year-old government there. Carlotta Gall, senior correspondent for The New York Times. She's author of Wrong Enemy, America in Afghanistan, 2001 to 2014. Again, the Taliban has retaken the northern city of Kunduz. Carlotta Gall, thank you for your help.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.